from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, there are a lot of questions about what led police to tackle a man to the ground on the beach in Belmar. Video being shared on social media claim it was over a beach badge dispute, and the video is disturbing. In one video, a woman is heard saying, "Why are you arresting him? His beach badge is right there." Then cops grab the surfer around the neck and tackle him to the ground. He's led away in handcuffs. Police confirm the arrest and charges of disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and obstruction of justice, but refuse to provide any details about what led to the confrontation. Police in one North Jersey community are raising concerns about luxury car thefts. Fairfield Police Chief Anthony Matta says consequences are not strong enough to deter criminals, with his community seeing a rise in car thefts.
For a juvenile on the street, $10,000 in cash is plenty worth it when they think of the alternative of no incarceration while they're out waiting that case.
Manna says it appears his community is being targeted by a group of criminals after three high-end vehicles were stolen last week as part of a rise in vehicle thefts. One included thieves breaking into someone's home. The chief is asking folks to use home alarms and consider using tracking air tags in their vehicles. New Jersey news made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State. Powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more, call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. The parents of a 23-year-old American taken hostage by Hamas during the October 7th attack on Israel have given a moving speech at the Democratic National Convention. The parents of Hirsch Goldberg Polin on Wednesday pleaded for the release of the dozens of people who continue to be held captive in Gaza. They were greeted with an extended ovation and chants of "Bring him home" by the thousands of Democratic delegates in Chicago. More than 100 hostages remain in Gaza, including 8 American citizens. Is your young kid anxious about the upcoming school year? Clinical psychologist Joe Galasso with Baker Street Behavioral Health says you want to make sure your kid knows the big change is coming. It can help to look at pictures of the school and even go to the school playground,
so that it starts to feel more real and tangible, and that it becomes more familiar to them, so that the first day of school is not their first day back.
And he adds it's time now to get your kids back on some type of schedule when it comes to sleep and meals. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will it be sunny all weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Temperatures are comfortable, humidity is low, skies are bright. Let's add to that, the tropics are quiet and the ocean is calm. It's good news all around here. We'll see just a few clouds pop in this afternoon. We're going to stay dry today, high temperatures mid to upper 70s. Tonight will be clear and comfortably cool once again with lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, I think, is going to feel noticeably warmer as high temperatures push to around the 80-degree mark. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. We'll see periods of sun and clouds throughout the weekend. It's going to feel more seasonable, more summerish, with highs in the 80s for Saturday and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Flemington is 71, Freehold is 72, Pennsville is 73. Weather brought to you by Lester Glen Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glen Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Ocean Township, Freehold, and Seagirt? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this summer from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at lesterglen.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.